Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The government is setting up a new small business unit within the Department of Enterprise. Its purpose is to test all proposed new laws to see if they meet the so-called SME test and don't add unnecessarily to the cost and regulatory burden on small companies. But will it be just a talking shop without teeth to really block anti-business legislation, which might come from other parts of the government? Peter Burke is the Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment and is on the line. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Joe.
Can you tell us, first of all, what is the SME test?
So the SME test is an impact assessment which has to be carried out in any memo or statutory instrument or change in primary legislation that has to be approved by the Cabinet. And it really goes on the premise of thinking small first. How does it impact on our SMEs right across the country? And each memo has to demonstrate that assessment. And essentially then Cabinet make a call on the merits of it then.
Okay, and tell us about what this small business unit will do and what sort of teeth it will or won't have.
So we have established a small business unit now. It's part of our commitment in the programme for government. And secondly, across our commitments on our competitiveness piece, which we brought to government that we're enacting over the month of May. And we'll obviously have our action plan published hopefully in July. So the core of this unit will be, first of all, to support those SMEs who employ two-thirds of people right across our country, be a key focus on three areas. First of all, the SME test, as you quite rightly outlined. Secondly, in relation to the new enterprise hub, which we have established, it has 250 supports across 50 government departments and agencies to really help and assist our SME sector. And we want to grow that portal. We've about, at this point in time, 6,500 users each month and has a response time of under 24 hours and there are operators at the end of the phone. And the third area which we're focusing on is the service level agreement that exists between our LEOs, which deal with our micro businesses, our smaller SMEs and Enterprise Ireland. And many of the supports there, we want to see how can we ensure that regulation is proportionate that is attached to them and it doesn't put too much onerous conditions on top of businesses applying, because I'm so clear that our businesses' most prized resource is their time and we really want to support them in every way we can.
Yeah, and companies have to deal with so many quangos and semi-state agencies, Minister, and they often don't talk to each other, these agencies. Are there any plans to scrap or streamline some of that?
Well, we are in a growing economy, we are in a growing population, and in many areas from employment rights, competition, under my department and the regulatory environment, it's important to have them in so many key areas. So not in my department at this point in time. What we're focusing on is that I've called in all the agencies in my department last week and we went through each area trying to see how can we really ensure regulation is proportionate and also that we're not gold-plating some of the directives that come from the European Union. You will note that we are now taking about 80% of all small businesses out of CSRD and CSDDD remit, and that's one of the key areas that's come forward from Europe as well, with the fourth omnibus bill now being worked on, whereby we're really pushing to simpler, lighter, faster, to ensure that, again, we're not in any way standing in the way of innovation and encouraging businesses to have proportionate regulation and the state as well.
Yeah, it appears as if the EU are waking up to some of their own over-regulation as well. And they are starting to dilute or remove some of the obligations on small companies, especially when it comes to things like GDPR and import rules. And what else would you like the EU to look at to make European SMEs more productive and able to compete with their Asian or American rivals with less red tape?
It is indeed, and I was at a Compet Council on Competitiveness yesterday, and we had a very full agenda all day, a 10-hour meeting, looking at all the key areas that we need to see movement on. So we need to see movement on the digital sector. We know we have a very strong, robust challenge to get businesses 90% digital basic intensity by 2030. We have an improvement in businesses using AI and analytics, and we want to keep that trajectory. So we need to ensure that regulation, that digital sector is proportionate, and that's going to be very important. Other areas like the direction for employees, the passport of them across the union, that's going to be important, that we have a real solid portal that brings all the 27 regulatory agencies together, and to ensure that businesses can use talent quite more frequently and easily. There's a number of areas like that we're focusing on to ensure that we enhance the startup sector. And one of the key areas that we're looking for is the a second CHIPS Act, again, which will be so important for Ireland, because sometimes when people think of chips, they think of giants like Analog Devices and Intel, but some of those companies deal with over 800 SMEs per year on their books, and from very rural locations that are central to those delivering their capital spend and their manufacturing process.
Yeah, now, and that brings me to chips. Earlier this week, you announced a new semiconductor strategy with the view to luring one of the giant chip makers to Ireland to build a fabrication unit to rival or to join Intel. That won't be easy, Minister, will it, given the infrastructure issue we already have here?
Well, I would say, first of all, our ambition is sky high in this area. This is an area that Ireland has about half the global supply chain companies in operation in our country, over 130 companies employing over 20,000 people. We see significant growth in that area. We currently have exports about $13.5 billion in the sector. And it's very timely with the new CHIPS Act coming forward. And secondly, with Ireland assuming the presidency of the EU in the second half of next year, that's an area I want to see grow. I have a very exciting proposal in the next number of weeks that I'll be bringing to Cabinet for one of our next generation sites. That will be really focusing on a utility-rich site that will offer a very strong value proposition to investors coming in, because we know, we saw through COVID how much manufacturing was really stalled because of the lack of chips. President von der Leyen was very clear, she wants to get to 20% by 2030. We know Asia are producing about 80% of all chips now. That's going to be a challenge for Europe, because it doesn't look like, unless we have significant more investment, a revision of the CHIPS Act, that we're going to make that 20%. But the key thing is, this could be a cornerstone for Ireland. We could be front and centre. If you go back to 1976, Analog Devices came here, 1989, Intel, and that core ecosystem has really exponentially grown since then, and more growth in future really planned.
Yeah. Finally, Minister, can you give some sort of assurance that there won't be any further minimum wage hikes or holiday pay or sickness pay?
Well, first of all, yeah, so I'm very clear in terms have at this point in time pay increases. That was very clearly in the programme for government and very clearly in our manifesto that we put to the country last year. And secondly, which I'm very clear about, is that the Low Pay Commission is independent, and we really look forward for their recommendation coming forward in early July.
Thanks, Minister. We're losing the line there. That is Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.